If loyalty to President Trump is a litmus test for congressional Republicans, there are some Michigan members who would not pass it.
And that could have a big effect on election 2018. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So the New York Times reported over the weekend that the Trump team is ready to take sides in some Republican primaries in races where members of Congress are deemed insufficiently behind the president.
And some Republicans are responding to this by just walking away.
Among those mentioned as possibly ready to hang it up, the gentleman from Michigan, David Trott.
From Oakland County in his second term, Trott represents a district with a recent history of political drama.
Indeed, then Congressman Thaddeus McCotter quit in 2012 following a scandal where it seems staffers faked more than 1,000 nominating petition signatures.
This was in the midst of the primary, and that just left oddball candidate Kerry Benevolio as the only Republican on the ballot. So Benevolio, he won.
But then David Trott, a millionaire real estate attorney and big Republican donor, took Benevolio out in the 2014 Republican primary and carried the seat again in 2016.
Now, though, it appears Trott is not finding Congress to be as much fun as he thought it might.
Sure, he landed a spot on the A-list House Finance Committee, a plum spot for fundraising and building influence.
But Congress is still run largely on seniority and slowly working your way up the ladder.
Yeah, power and glory in Congress typically don't come quickly.
And Trott is clearly one of the congressional Republicans frustrated by Trump's behavior.
He famously tweeted a few weeks ago that Trump should spend more time on the golf course and less time making incendiary comments.
Word is that Trott has been noncommittal to party leaders when they ask him about his reelection plans.
And this has those party leaders concerned.
And not just because Trott is a prized political commodity. He is an incumbent. He has his own money and can fund his own campaign. But he's not the only one who is uncertain about 2018.
There is also Fred Upton of Southwest Michigan.
Upton was also mentioned in the New York Times piece, but he's in a different position. He is a respected congressional veteran
who is still figuring out his next act after stepping down as the powerful chairman of the powerful House Energy and Commerce Committee.
So his plans could include actually just leaving his House seat and possibly running for the U.S. Senate.
Republicans would have reason to be concerned if both Trott and Upton's districts became open seats. The GOP would then have to defend them without the advantages of an incumbent in office.
Both these districts lean Republican, but they have been trending toward Democrats. Trott and Upton will both face pressure to stick it out for sake of continuing control of the House.
But if they're not going to, they'll face pressure to decide quickly and make that public so party leaders can get about recruiting and hope they don't wind up with an intra-party battle pitting Trump loyalists against Trump critics.
Which could endanger what should be safe Republican seats.
Because in the era of Trump, one thing that's certain is that nothing is certain. C'est la vie, c'est the old
folks. It goes to show you never can tell. Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.